question to the Attorney General. Is it legal? These people are not employees of the state police, have not been vetted for security purposes or what have you. If you look at the forms, the 77R forms, which I sent you, Rob, you will see there's a tremendous amount of confidential private information. And I just, and as being one of the applicants, I just find it rather offensive that individuals other than law enforcement personnel assigned to the Licensing Division of Maryland State Police are processing any documentation of mine.
State police have said that they believe it is legal. The state police have also said that none of the confidential, the workers from these different agencies are monitored, and that no confidential information is being compromised. Your reaction to that?
Well, let me just say the state police say a number of things. Interestingly enough, I sat through a presentation with the state police up here on August 14th to prosecutors and to law enforcement personnel in the three western counties. And quite frankly, they were very candid in this bill was up in the air. There are so many ways to interpret it. But there were a number of issues where flat out what they said was the law pursuant to SB 281 was totally contradictory to what the legislators were told at that time. So I am suspicious of that. And you indicate that they were told or it's their understanding that what they're doing is legal. Well, let's get an attorney general's opinion to find out exactly whether it's legal. Now, I've spoken to some people who do not work for the state police who were sitting in these rooms being instructed as to how to process this paperwork. And what I've been told is very alarming of specific practices and procedures to shortcut some processes.
The state police are also saying that these workers are not doing any background checks. Only law enforcement is doing that. Again, you don't believe
them? They're also input. Well, I'm not saying they're doing background checks, but they have access to the 77R forms, which has very classified information on there, or very personal and confidential information. And I've been told by people who are participating in this from other agencies that they're being told to do a lot of shortcuts. And I find that rather egregious. You know, this matter was a creation of the governor's office and the legislators who passed it. No one gave it any forethought whatsoever as to the implications of what this law was going to do between now and September, or when it passed and was signed into law, and October 1st. Now we're seeing it all come home to roost.
Short of repealing SB 281, how can this problem be solved if there is this backlog of applications that the state police has to clear?
Theoretically, they're assigning more troopers or more civilian personnel to the department. Quite frankly, they should have done that well over a year ago. I have viewed documentation, internal documentation, which confirms they were made aware of the problems they had. They also have basically a totally antiquated system of processing this. Their computer system is just from the dark ages. If you talk to them and they're candid with you, they will tell you that most of their work is, or most of their documentation is on paper. It's in boxes downstairs. It was stored in a storage area which had water problems. Okay, they could foresee this coming. What they should have done is a couple years ago, they should have hired more civilian individuals with benefited background or with benefits. And replace the number of the, and rather than put troopers in, put the troopers back on the road and let a larger number of civilian personnel process this paperwork. And they should have provided them a much enhanced computer system simultaneously.